the pigs were in the barn, and they, when he made a little noise, they went a tearing out of that barn and went to the field, and he had to call his wife out to call the pigs so I could look at them. I said, that's no, them pigs, no, you're a liar. But the thing about calling pigs is the fact that pigs have their regular feeding time. They you don't need to call them. You could be a deaf man, you could rattle a bucket, and they'd be there.
Yeah.
Same way with sheep. Sheep's the hardest thing to drive there is, you know. You can't drive a sheep. But you feed a sheep with a bucket a couple times, you can take and rattle that bucket, and that sheep will follow you around the barn.
Yeah. How would you call sheeps? A sheep?
Sheepy, sheepy. That's what I do, and I don't call very much.
Mm-hmm. How about pigs?
Oi.
Yeah, oh yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Chickens.
Well, that's some chick chick is all I'd ever call it.
Now, you're going to put the gear on a horse. You say, I want to do what for the horse?
I'm going to harness the horse.
And when you're riding a horse, the thing you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And the horse on the left is which horse?
The horse on the left is the near horse, I believe they call it. I believe that's
some
right.
Some people say the nigh horse.
The nigh horse, the near horse. No, wait. One's a nigh and the other's a near. Which is it? I guess you're right, the nigh horse.
This is the off horse, isn't it?
The left?
On the right?
The right. Now, that's a term used in column. The horse. And that can be changed from in your localities. In some places they use the left-hand plow, as I get it.
Oh, I see.
And other places they use, in the west, they use the right-hand plow. And the off horse was the horse that was on the land, see, and that would be changed in other localities.
So use the left-hand horse, I mean left-hand plow, the horse on the land.
The land would be the off horse.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be the right
be
horse.
Walking in the furrow, see. Yeah, that'd be the right horse. So I seen quite a little arguing about that in the Prairie Farmer different occasions. You know, people would write in something and make a statement, well, then somebody else come in with something else, but different localities would change that.
These leather things that you drive with?
Gauntlets. Gloves.
Oh, I know, I'm thinking
stirrups,
no, coming from the horses.
Reins.
If something wasn't too far away, you'd say it was over there, just
yonder.
Yeah.
Would that be right?
Well, there's something else I'm wondering how you would say it. You'd say it's just a little over there, just a little.
Just a short distance.
It's just a little.
Just a piece.
It's just a little what over there? Well, I'll just have to ask you then, would you say a little way or a little ways?
Little ways.
And the same thing, would you say a long way or a long ways?
Long ways. Ways, I would.
Now, if I saw a rock or something out here that I thought was very peculiar in something, and I thought, well, I better take that with me. It might be pretty, you know, rare. You might tell me, you can find that.
Any place.
Uh-huh. And would you ever say anywhere?
No, I would say any place.
Any place, okay. Do you